Travelers using Cape Air out of Veterans Airport of Southern Illinois will have more room for themselves and more luggage space thanks to a multi-million dollar upgrade to their fleet of planes. At a public unveiling recently at the airport, manager Doug Kimmel was beaming when he talked about the new fleet. What are we looking at?
We are standing in the airport's corporate hangar, 22,000 square foot open space facility that Cape Air, among others, overnight their aircraft in. And we are looking now today for the first time at their brand new aircraft, the Tectum Traveler, which is going to be replacing the Cessna 402s that they have used as the aircraft in their fleet for the past 30 years.
This is not really an addition to, just some upgrading?
Yes, this is replacing their existing fleet, and it starts right here in Southern Illinois. Tomorrow, these two aircraft will be departing for the first time commercially from here to St. Louis, and then also then from here to Nashville. And eventually, they will replace roughly 80, I believe, aircraft that are in their fleet of the old Cessna 402s with this modern commuter aircraft with more space for passengers and luggage and just modern amenities like USB ports and air conditioning, all those things that people expect these days.
Michael Rossi is a pilot with Cape Air. Well, tell us a little bit about this beautiful airplane.
So, the Tectum P2012 Traveler. It's literally a brand new airplane. The avionics in this airplane are far superior. And then passenger comfort-wise, these seats are Italian leather. We got charging ports for your phone. You'll have a lot more leg room if you've ever been on a 402. It's kind of cramped. Under-seat storage as well, so it's a lot more like a normal airliner.
Okay.
It's a pretty incredible platform.
Alyssa Nev is also a pilot for Cape Air.
I bet this thing cruises pretty smoothly.
Yeah, I was actually surprised by it because one of the biggest differences is we have fixed gear on this plane as opposed to the 402s. So with the fixed gear, you have more things sticking out, causing more drag as you're flying through the air. But these engines do a pretty good job to actually keep the performance kind of similar to the 402s.
Can you tell me some of the performance specifics? What the top speed, what do you guys cruise at, and generally what altitude do you use?
Yeah, so generally, I guess around here, we cruise anywhere from 2,000 up to 10,000. Yeah, feet, cruise performance, I guess about 155 knots.
Heron Mayor Steve Frattini was admiring the plane and said it'll help give Southern Illinois a good first impression.
One of the real nice aspects of this, it's a first-class doormat to Southern Illinois. As you're bringing other people into the area, whether it be business development, real estate, whatever, this is what you will arrive in. And obviously, you know, it's a very first-class aircraft.
For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.